Nicely with Martin Bester.
Groot mense praat nou oor revenge. As jy opbreek met iemand, you had a bad breakup, someone cheated on you. Like that guy, that firefighter in the States. It was his whole birthday party, surprise birthday party, but let me tell you, got the surprise of her life was his wife. So let's have a little round.
The Confession Session with Martin Bester.
084-850-0942. So, under a pseudonym, her name is Antoinette for now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Antoinette, goeiemôre.
Goeiemôre.
Ja. Ek luister. Mm-hmm.
Wat is nou regverdig? Mm-hmm. Ek het gewoon grauw op sy telefoon. Ons het life partners van 4 jaar nou. Maar we're not going to get married. Because you're not, you know, it's not something we do. Want dit was altyd al getrouwd. Die naweek gewoon grauw ek op sy telefoon. My fault, I suppose. En ek try hom op 'n dating site. Met mense praat al van November af. So what do I do? Ek kan nie van hom gaan sê, what are you doing? Want ek is nie van die stand om te graaf sy telefoon nie. But how else am I gonna know? So wat ek gedoen het, is ek het sy telefoon op almal se profiles gaan post.
Oh. Wat? Wow. Jy het sy nommer op almal se profiles gaan post?
Ja. Ek het almal kontak om. Ja, en maar almal wat hom al gekontak het, het ek ook delete.
Oh, I see.
Oh, and I also did the desk. I also made a profile on the desktop with that on it. Okay, so. But for the morning, is it still high, baby? Is everything okay? It feels like something's wrong.
You think. Say, of my, was daar 'n suspicie gewees? I mean, why did you dig on his phone in the first place?
No,
were you. Was jy achterdochtig?
Nee, want is it. Sy kleinkinders en sy kinders, ons kom so goed oor die weg. En dit is like family. Dit is our house. We family. Ons koop hierdie week 'n kar daar. Hy wil op my mediese fonds hierdie week sê ek hom geplaas het. So what now?
Listen, I'm not the best person to ask for advice, but I would say you have to bring it up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It doesn't matter whether you were digging on his phone or not.
Yeah.
That
would not be as, hey?
That's not gonna go away.
That's not the main problem.
Ja, dit is nie die grootste probleem nie. Die ding is dit gaan nie weg nie, soos Tolle sê. En op die einde van die dag het hy jou verneek of hy dink daaraan om jou te verneek. Want daar's geen rede om met iemand anders te praat buite die verhouding op daai manier nie. So
ek het geweet daar's 'n rede hoekom hy my baby noem, want ek kan nie my naam onthou nie.
No. No.
So I love you, my spicy queen.
When are you planning to confront him? Wanneer gaan jy daaroor chat?
Ek weet nie. Dit is vir my nog 'n berg wat voor my lê. I don't know.
Het hy enige reaksie gekry? I mean, can you see? How do these things work?
What I've done is I would make jabs, like, just tell him, I just took jabs, that's, and he picked something up, because he said, no, I don't know, something's wrong, forget these funny side remarks.
And so
but he might pick up on it, because, you know, there's certain words one use, like the name of the website, or, you know.
Okay. So it's become a bit of a mind game to see if he is forthcoming.
But my ek is die een wat onderlei.
I know.
Because in the end is jy die emosioneel dat jy net die pan wil vat en hom voeter.
Is you torturing yourself as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maar shame. Ek is jammer dat dit gebeur het. I mean, it can't be nice. Imagine you find your partner 4 years.
No, thank you.
Active. On a dating site.
No, thank you. Also, you're about to put this person on your medical aid. You're about to go buy a car. So let's not do any of that.
But that's how we met. Was on a dating site. So,
Yeah. Luister sterkte. Hou ons maar op hoogte.
Thank you.
We're
invested.
shame. I don't know. But let's see if he picks up what you're putting down. And if nothing comes up, I would imagine at some point you're going to have to, you know,
confront it.
Yeah. Pass me the salt. What's the story about you being on a dating site?
Yeah.
Have you ever had dinner or something in Vietnam?
I was just like, my friend's friend went on there and she found you there.
Oh, yes.
That's a very good one. Yeah.
Is it a good dating site? Is it something Felicity should know about? For your podcast?
I think not. Oh. Yeah.
Nah, let's just let it go.
Dank je voor het sterkte weer.
Dank je wel.
Bye. Oof, that's orcs.
I had a girlfriend who I'd been living with 3 years, and she cheated on me while I was on my lunch break for like 4 weeks. Ooh. I found out. And then I decided, you know what? It's a very easy way to take care of this. While she was at work, I took off from work. I took all the things that were mine out of the house. And then I glued every single piece of kitchenware with super glue in the kitchen. I put everything on such an inconvenient place. So she's probably still trying to move her toaster away from the top of the oven. So I hope she's having fun.
Ah, it's the best visual.
Wow.
I am in.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
A bit of a confession session going if you're just tuning in. Talking about revenge stories because of that video that went viral over the weekend. You probably saw it. That firefighter in the US organized a birthday party for him, blah, blah, blah. And then he used the opportunity to out his wife, mm-hmm. who's been cheating on him. Oaks. Yeah, how old are you now? And then...
What happened afterwards?
happy birthday to you. How old are you now? And then my wife cheated.
Yeah.
There's it. Orcs.
The Confession Session with Martin Bester.
Firstly, this person really asked us to make her very, very anonymous.
Okay.
So we use that vocoder.
Oh, uh-huh. Yes.
Yes.
We love the vocoder.
Really anonymous, but listen to this story.
I want to stay anonymous for this one. My ex and I, we split up. Well, basically, he left me twice in the same week that I started a new job. Not too sure why, but in any case, the last time he left me, I f***ed his sister just to be spiteful. I know it's not nice. These things aren't nice. But it's the way we feel after such an event.
So it started off very bizarrely with that vocoder thing. I just couldn't.
Yeah.
And then just when you think, hey, this is bizarre enough.
Yeah.
Then that.
Wowza, wowza, wowza.
Who saw that coming?
I didn't see that coming.
Neither did he. Oh, his sister, apparently. Okay. Another anonymous on the line. Out of Johannesburg. How are you, anonymous?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Fine, thank you. What happened?
Good. I had a boyfriend many years ago who was cheating on me with two other girls. So he was playing the three of us at once. Mm-hmm. And he had to go into hospital for an operation. So the three of us concocted a plan to meet him at the hospital and see what his reaction would be seeing us beside his bed when he came to it after his operation.
Eek. What was his reaction? That is amazing. I love you.
He had nothing to say. He was like, he couldn't go anywhere. He couldn't get up out of bed to go walk anywhere. He literally just sat there and was like, okay, what do I do now with my life?
Yeah, that beep, beep, beep. That is terrible.
Sure. But also
and
great.
Genius.
Yes.
And cornered.
He still didn't learn his lesson after that, though.
Are you joking?
Wow. All of you. Are you still friends with the other girls?
No. We lost touch very quickly after that.
So did he, I'm sure. Your nurse is here.
Yeah.
Hello. It's time for your jelly.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.
You with a bit of a confession session this morning. It's about revenge stories. South Africans are creative.
Yes, we are.
You thought to yourself, that guy, that firefighter in the States, that video that went viral about him outing his wife at his birthday party. Surprise, surprise. That was creative. Gluing everything in the kitchen.
Yeah, that is that is very creative, I must admit.
Surprising him with his lovers at the hospital. He can't go anywhere. Wakes up in his hospital bed. Hi. Yeah,
probably groggy.
Hey, honey. You might know her.
Yeah. And her.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. So triple.
All right, do we have time for one more?
Yes. Stop singing enthusiastically. That could be nice. Confession session with
Martin Bester. So I dated this one guy back in varsity. He was into varsity rugby, so all the girls loved him. So eventually I found out that he cheated on me with 15 other girls that looked exactly like me. So I broke things off with him and I proceeded to date one of his rugby teammates. And I didn't tell him or anything. I just showed up to practice to support my now boyfriend.
So he, being the rugby player, then cheated on her with a rugby team full of girls.
That literally
15.
Yeah. Literally
15. It's like a whole rugby
team. It's a whole team.
That is a lot. She seems happy though.
Very happy. Sounds that so. At the end was
Do we have time for one more?
Okay.
Okay, maybe a last
maybe.
One.
Maybe.
Okay, sure.
My revenge story was that I've dated a tennis coach who had his own little business and did not know that I had his social media codes. So after I caught him doing drugs, number one, I went into social media and found out how many girls he's been messaging on Facebook and sending little pictures to. So what I did is I used one of those pictures as his profile picture. It sounded like we lost a couple of clients after that.
Oh, that's awkward. Can you picture that?
No, I don't. No, thanks. I'm okay. I'm good.
What did you guys drink this morning? It must be really good.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester, Jacaranda FM.